Are we working?
Yep.
Are we recording right now?
Yep.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to interview Mr. Robert Greeley on his experiences in the flood in Danbury in 1955. Mr. Greeley, if you would, could you just rekindle any memories that you might have about the flood or where you were when it took place, things like that?
Sure. At the time of the flood, I worked at the Barton Corporation on East Franklin Street in downtown Danbury, and I was working nights. And both floods, August of 55 and October 55. And living in Beaver Brook here, because I was working in Barton's and we got flooded out, I really didn't get involved in working with the fire company, pumping out different businesses and factories, okay? Although I did belong, but my job came first, so I had to help with the Barton Corporation pumping out and things like that and getting stuff like that, you know. It was really, really a shocker to wake up in the morning and just look around and then see what had happened and what was still happening. I mean, the whole Danbury was at a standstill. It was just unbelievable. And until you see something like this, you just can't even visualize. You know, you always hear about other people, but you just can't have no idea what it's like and like that. But it shut down Danbury completely, like I said before. And as far as this area in Beaver Brook is concerned, there's a bridge down here, maybe about a quarter of a mile. The bridge was one of two bridges that held up in Danbury. The road alongside of the bridge here in Beaver Brook gave out, but the bridge itself stayed. And there's also a bridge down here on Cross Street that was a one-car bridge, and that handled all the traffic. And it was a real old bridge, too, and that did not collapse. Mm-hmm. And, there were only two bridges really in Danbury that were accessible through here, you know.
If you don't mind me, how old were you when the flood happened?
Let's see, I was 25 years old.
Really?
Yes.
You look pretty young.
Well, thank you.
What was the fire
department?
No, that's okay, I can figure it out. What did you do as far as the fire department was concerned with the flood?
Okay, with the fire department, we basically pumped out people's cellars, took care of closed roads, any wires that were down, we closed the roads and things like that. I worked in Barton's in Danbury, and our particular company went up to Barton's, and I think they were there 2 or 3 or 4 days pumping out so they could get back in business again.
Right.
And we did a lot of good for the people in the neighborhood, like I say, pumping cellars and things like that, and people were very appreciative. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing about firemen and policemen, too. When you call on, you're there. A lot of people say, well, you never worked or anything like that, but you're there when you need it.
Right. No doubt, I know that.
Right.
How long did the flood last exactly? This one?
Let's see, August 15th was the first one. I would say it was probably 2 to 3 days total-wise from the time it started to rain until the time it ended.
Right. How long did it take for Danbury to get back on his feet and recover from that?
Just to put in basic operation?
Yeah.
Get the roads going like that?
Well, the open businesses, things like that.
I would say 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That some businesses got going.
Right.
And some more, like Barton's, because it was a bearing factory. We weren't in production, I would say, let's see. First one was August 15th. The second one came in October. We just about got back in production in October when we got hit again.
Really?
Yeah. So as far as Barton's precision ball bearings, we didn't get much luck.
Right. So now the flood, you woke up and the flood was there. It started raining overnight.
Well, it started to rain maybe 1 or 2 days before. But like I say, you didn't think anything of it, you know.
Mm.
You never dreamed anything like this would ever happen.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden you wake up in the morning and there it is in front of you.
Right, yeah. let's see what we got here. Just getting off the flood for a minute. What was life like as far in Danbury in the 50s and 60s?
As far as the flood is concerned, like,
well, yeah, in general, yeah.
Flood, it was kind of slow geared, really, you know.
Mm. Was it mostly farms or?
Well, there were quite a few farms here. In Beaver Brook area alone, they had quite a few farms.
Right.
And there wasn't that much industry back in the 50s. Mm. The heading industry, it just maybe about going out in the early 50s, mm-hmm. And from that point on, all your basic industries came into the
industry. Right. How about your property when the flood did hit? What kind of damages did you sustain?
Where I lived at that time, there was no damage whatsoever.
Really?
Which was down here in the end of the
road. Right.
Yeah. The damage to this side down here, which is not my property, because there were a few houses here that were flooded out.
Mm.
And I might add one thing with the fire company. We took the people out of the houses with our own vehicles and everything like that, and took them to higher ground and stuff like that, and some even came back to the firehouse.
Right. Looking in the book, I saw the National Guard was sent here. Is that what it said?
Correct. Yeah, there's some pictures.
And right. What role did they play?
Basically, they got people through the floodwaters, through boats and things like that, and their vehicles, and took them to higher ground.
Yeah.
And then they helped after the floods, cleaning up and things like that, and kept law and order.
How long were they here for? Just for the 2 weeks?
I would say a good couple of weeks. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
What else do I have here, Beth? Okay, now in the 50s, you worked at Bard's throughout? Did you work there for your entire life? Or?
Yeah, I retired back in 1953. So I was 39, 40 years old.
Right, right.
Matter of fact, there's a picture in here, if you look at it. The governor at that time, Governor Ribbicoff, and this was our president, Mr. Erickson.
How was like the economy in Danbury affected by the flood as far as?
It set us back quite a bit.
Yeah.
Set us back quite a bit.
Right.
It took time to get back on our feet, but once we did, we did well.
Right. Pictures are amazing.
Barden Corporation was fortunate because they were everything in there was like owned by the Navy, the U.S. Navy, and when we got flooded out, the Navy actually replaced everything that we had lost. So we were fortunate in that respect, really. Precision ball bearings.
Right, right. After like the 2 week cleanup period that ended and all that, what other things happened as far as, you know, further on down the road, as far as getting the city back together and all?
The streets had to be all, Main Street had to be all redone, and a lot of streets had to be redone. Sewers had to be cleaned up with mud and everything like that. All the mud had to get out of there.
Right.
Everybody just worked together as a big family.
Yeah.
Got it done.
Right.
And we survived.
So you definitely say that it brought the community tighter.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yes.
Right. Okay. Is anything, Beth?
No.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking through. Were you married at the time of the flood, or?
No.
No?
No.
So you had no family problems or anything like
no
that?
No family problems.
Caused by this? How about you? Were your parents? What was there? The effect on them during the flood at all?
Trying to think. Not too much, because they lived right up the road up here.
Right.
And they're on higher ground, really,
yeah.
So there was really not much of that. Just inconvenience, really.
Yeah, right. Okay. How would you say the water was? Did they give a tally on that, or?
I would say in some places it was a good 20 feet deep.
No kidding.
Yes.
So now, it was just all boats for the most part? I mean, I guess down in this area you could have walked outside, right?
Yes, yeah. The downtown you needed boats, or like I said, the National Guard here, they're amphibious vehicles. That's it.
That's okay. What parts of Danbury? Down towards Main Street? Or?
Main Street, which would be your lower part of Danbury.
Right.
That's where it really, really hit bad.
Right. What was the flood as far as Norwalk was concerned that we have here in this magazine?
Okay, that I'm not that familiar with.
No?
No, just more Danbury.
It was all at the same time? It was basically the same time?
Yes, correct. Yes, yep.
Okay.
Norwalk and then Winston, which is down that way, Winston in Naugatuck, the lower valley, Naugatuck Valley. Yeah.
Was Danbury the worst hit area, or?
I would say no, more Naugatuck and Winston down the area was worse. Yeah, they were lower.
Right. All right, is there anything else, any other, you know, memory, you know, specific stories maybe you could tell us about cleaning up, maybe with the fire department, or?
There's one story I can tell with the Beaverbrook Fire Department. There was some actors that were traveling, I think they were going to Boston, and they got stopped in this area, and they stayed at the firehouse overnight. So we had a nice letter from them thanking us, but I can't find the letter.
How many people were there in this?
I would say there were a dozen.
Okay.
There were a dozen, yeah. Actors and actresses, yep.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't go anywhere, so we put them over at the firehouse. You know.
Yeah, right. What was the deal? How many fatalities were there, or injuries? How bad was that? Or
there was one fatality, which
yeah,
was a policeman.
Yeah, right into the picture.
That's the only fatality that I can remember that I know of.
Right.
He had a heart attack, I believe.
And everything else pretty much ran smoothly, considering.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Your civil defense was in charge, and you know they coordinated everything like that.
Mm. Okay. I'm pretty much set. Back to you,
okay.
Mr. Greer. I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.